Good morning. We're continuing with Chayodim. We're starting Klal Samach. So Klal Samach, the Chayodim deals with how do we extend the bracha? A person makes a bracha on a food, then he has more of the food. So when is the bracha considered that it covers all of the food the person's eating? When does he need to make a new bracha? Because he didn't have intent for that. And that's what he's going to be covering in this Klal. So let's give a little bit of introduction to the siman, and we will explain more of the details as we go along. The Chayyadim is going to touch on many points in this siman. So let's cover the first one, is the concept of nimlach. At some point, a person starts a meal, and then they decide that the meal is over. So if that decision is true, they really decide the meal is over, and then they change their mind, they need a new bracha. So the bracha extends as long as you're eating in one session. If it's clearly a second session, a different session, so then a new bracha is going to be required. So a person sits down to supper, finishes the meal, says, you know, I'm done, walks away from the table, didn't say bracha chorna yet, and then their wife, their mother, their husband brings out some type of a dessert, which was covered by the brachas that they said already, but they really had decided to walk away. So they weren't planning the dessert that night. They said, you know, they looked at the dessert and said, oh my gosh, that dessert looks so delicious. Let's all have some. So that is a person is a nimlach. They changed their mind. So that needs a new bracha. You could have a nimlach which is put in place at the beginning of the eating session. The person sits down and says, you know, I'm only going to have one item. I'm sitting down to eat an orange. I don't want to eat more multiple oranges. I say specifically, I only want to have one orange. There's very clear, explicit das not to continue when you start, only to have one, and then you change your mind. So that person will be a nimlach. So that nimlach can be put in place before you start, or you could have a nimlach which is put in place later on in the eating session. Nimlach means you change your mind. That you are mesiach das from eating, and then you change your mind to eat again. So it's Hesach Adas and then Nimlach. So over here, the same thing would be true. The Hesach Adas is put in place. L'chadchila, I'm only planning to have one and not more. But let's say that's not a situation. So we're going to look at multiple types of Das. So one example is the one we just gave. Person had Das only to have one and not more. And that was a real decision in their mind. And they changed their mind. We have a situation where a person thought explicitly, I'm planning to have multiple ones. He didn't necessarily say how many. I'm sitting down to oranges. I love oranges, my favorite food. How many? And I'm just going to eat oranges. So he says, you know, just the more the merrier. So he's having explicit intent to have multiple ones. You have a situation where a person is not really thinking about it. He's sitting down stam. You know, he's not thinking yes. He's not thinking no. And that would be stam das. You have an example which the Chayyadim talks about, the person that's kava atzmai lachilas peris. Person didn't necessarily think about how many peris he wants to have, and he's planning to have more. But he was sitting down to a peris party. So the nature of a peris party is that you have a lot of different things in that party. The final das that we can talk about is a case where the person sort of outsources their das. So he says, you know what, it depends. I'm eating by the somebody else's house. My das is whatever they give me. I'm not really thinking about, because I don't know what they're planning to do. But my intent is whatever they give to me. So a person can outsource their das. Many persons discuss that this would be true from a husband to a wife. If the wife is the one who decides what is served by the meal, so the husband sits down and says, whatever my wife decides to serve me would be considered. He's going to be totally in the das with somebody else. So there's multiple types of das. We've touched on that on five different examples. Let's review the examples. Number one, he says that the person explicitly thinks no more, only one, or only two, whatever the number he puts. He says, but that's it. There's an explicit das not to have more. You can have an example where the person has the exact opposite. The person has das, has explicit das, to have multiple ones. You could have a case where a person is not really thinking about it. There's stam das. There could be a case where a person is kava atzmai. So it's more than stam das, because the person is being kaveya themselves to have a Paris party without thinking about, so it's not explicit, I plan to have this fruit and I'm thinking about it, etc. But I'm just sitting down to a meal, but I'm going to convey myself for this type of meal. So that would be a kviyas das, through the being kava atzma, it creates a das. And then there's totally b'das acherim, you're outsourcing your das to somebody else. So that's the first issue which we're going to look at over here, is levels of intent. There are other issues which we have to look at, which we'll better them talk about in the next year as an introduction still, and then we'll better them learn the start of the cloud. Have a good day.